What is up, guys?
Hey! Oh my god, here we are back at it again doing an at-home episode. Love this for us.
Love it! You know, we are having some difficulties and we are not in LA right now, or at least I'm not. You weren't.
Yeah, I wasn't. It's funny because we were supposed to do the episode when I was in London and you were in LA, but now it's... Oh, I just hit the microphone so loud. Now it's backwards and I'm in LA and you're not.
We did a little soccer team switch.
Literally, good game.
So you were in the UK and just so randomly. And now
I know. I just don't know.
We'll get into that. And now I'm in Seattle and I'm helping my sister move into a new apartment, and that's where I am currently. I am in front of her new dresser or closet, whatever. And it's a mess. I've been trying to figure out how we were going to film because it's just been so chaotic. We've been like moving shit, going to IKEA, building furniture. It's been a lot, but we found a little sliver of time. So they're out like doing shit.
Hell yeah. Oh my God. I feel like it was so random that you ended up there. Did you like last minute decide to go help her? Like, what was the deal?
I agreed to help her a month ago and I forgot. And then a few weeks ago, she's like, you're still coming to help, right? I like really need your help. And I was like, yeah, I got it. I got this.
Yeah, I definitely have my flights.
Totally. I'm just like, on Google. But it's been really fun.
Oh my God.
It's been some great like bonding time with the family.
Oh, is everyone there?
Yeah, it's me, my dad, and my sister. And there's like no furniture in her new apartment. So it feels like we're camping. So we have, like, sleeping bags, and we have just, like, those little foam toppers that you put on the mattress. It's really fun.
Wait, that's so wholesome. I love that.
And I was setting up the Wi-Fi for, like, an hour last night, and it was so cute because no one knows how to do technology, and I'm, like, the only person in the family that can, like, figure that out.
Yeah.
So my dad was, like, my dad was moving boxes in. I was doing the Wi-Fi. My sister was, like, putting the plates away. My mom was, like, doing something else. I was, like, yes.
Teamwork.
And then we all sat around and we got like the TV to work, but the TV's on the floor right now. So we were all just like sitting around drinking seltzers, and I was showing my dad Breaking Bad interviews, like with the whole cast. So that was really cute.
Dude, remember when I first moved into my house and you came over like the third day, and that's what the vibe was in my room? We were all on a blow up mattress. We were watching some award show and my TV was also, my TV was on my desk.
Yeah.
Like, moving into a new place and having to start from scratch is like low key kind of fun.
It's just so fun. It's such a bonding moment. I remember that.
Yeah.
And we were all so excited that you just moved here and you didn't have any furniture anywhere.
It didn't feel real. My house is, like, still barely furnished, but, like, whatever. My room's good at least.
It's okay. You're taking your time.
The lease is almost up. I'm really taking my time.
Yeah, seriously. If it makes you feel any better, me and Christelle have, like, none of our shit hung up on the walls yet. And it's still in Benito's room, his bathroom. We, like, have all of our posters in Benito's bathroom.
Speaking of that, remember when I told you for your birthday, I got you a Bruno Mars poster? It's literally right over there right now. I keep forgetting to give you it. So now you have something else to store that you're probably not going to hang up.
Can you show it to me?
Yes, wait. Let me get it. Oh my God, my outfit is so tragic right now. But like,
funny that you say that because my outfit's so cute today.
Oh, I only got ready from like the top up, but you look amazing. Another dress day? What the fuck?
It's dress day, baby.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Kid. We're doing an unboxing, guys. I need scissors.
Where'd you get it from? Okay. Poster burner?
I got it from Amazon. It's so hot, though. Like, I think I'm going to order myself one because I'm still trying to hang up posters over there.
Oh, yeah.
In my room. But ready?
Oh my God, it's not Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Guys, if you're listening on audio, I'm so sorry.
Stop it. Oh my God, dude, the cigarette. Oh.
I was like, this is so Sarah's fucking vibe for Bruno. Like, are we kidding?
That shirt. Is it silk?
I know.
I can't tell.
I'm going to assume so.
Oh.
Definitely Silk Sonic.
That is the sexiest thing I've ever seen.
I know. So I'll give it to you when we do the in-person podcast.
Wow. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to like hang that up right over my bed. It's going to be like a little shrine.
Please. You have to. It's so hot. I'm honestly going to order one right after this. Like, I need to. I can't live without that.
You know what I should do? I should get like a shelf and then hang my poster up. I'm going to get a frame for it and then put a shelf underneath it and put some like candles and then put some like lights around the poster so it looks like a shrine.
I was going to say a Bruno shrine is everything that we need and more.
And I can put like a little pillow right in front so I can like pray to it every night.
You need to. Oh my God. Like,
meditate in front of it on my little pillow.
I see you soon, bitch. See you in Vegas.
Not only just see you, I will know you. I will know you. I'll know your heart. I'll know your soul.
Manifesting it. Yeah.
Every single night. That sounds like a great idea to me.
Oh, I fully stand by that one.
So, okay, before we get into the nitty grit.
Yes.
I am so, that.
I thought we were doing Cheers, Brother. Is that what you meant? No.
I was about to share a story, but you're right.
Oh.
Cheers, Brother.
Probably Cheers, Brother. Here we go.
Cheers, Brother. I get my
6-hour-old Starbucks.
Ew. What kind of milk? And what'd you get?
I don't know. This is a vanilla sweet cream cold brew.
Ooh.
I don't remember picking a milk, though.
So it's probably so like the
2%. I don't know what I got.
Love it. I'm drinking strawberry seltzer. Loves it.
Oh. Oh, my God. I just got a package from them with all that in it.
For free?
Yeah.
What?
Dude, so they probably so DM'd you too. We've been through this.
Yeah, probably. Okay, so I'm so pissed at my dad right now.
Oh. Why?
So pissed at my dad.
For literally what?
Okay. So, as you know, me and my dad were watching Breaking Bad at the same time. And the last time I was in Oregon, which was a few weeks ago, we watched a bunch of episodes together, the last season. And then I told him, I was like, when I come back in a few weeks to help Rachel move, let's watch there's 16 episodes in the last season. Let's watch the 14th episode, 15th, and 16th together so we can like experience the finale together. He was like, I'll only do it if you promise me not to watch it. And I looked at him and I said, Dad, I swear to God, I will not watch it if you don't. We had this like mutual pact and understanding. We like did the pinky promise. We did the pinky promise thing. And as he was walking up the stairs and he was like almost at the top, I was like, hey, Dad, because I was leaving in the morning. And he looked at me and I was like, you promise? And he was like, I promise. And I was like, okay, cool. So I go back home the next day and I'm watching the final season and then I get to episode 13, right where I'm about to stop, and then I'm watching it and it's like the worst cliffhanger of all time and everything in me wanted to continue and just watch episode 14. But, and you know how like when you're done with an episode, it says next episode in 5, 4, 3. I was sitting there and I was like, and then it like went to the next episode and then I stopped it and I was like, I can't betray my dad like that. I won't do it. And so I like get off of Netflix and then I was sitting there and I was like, because I was like, I wonder if my dad is actually keeping this promise too. For some reason, I had a gut feeling that like something was fishy.
Yeah.
And so I share the Netflix account with my family, so we have the family thing. So I'm like, let me just hop on over to Richard's Netflix profile.
And so you didn't like what you found, huh?
Oh, bitch. I hopped over, I go to Breaking Bad, and I go to season 5. And you know how it shows, like, the red bar at the bottom that they, like, watch the full thing? So I'm scrolling. All of them have been watched. I'm waiting. I'm like, okay. I get to episode 13 where we were supposed to stop. He watched that one and I'm like, okay. I sat there for a second and I'm like, okay, scroll once. Red bar. Episode 14.
No.
And I'm like, okay. Maybe he just like watched one more because he wouldn't watch the finale, you know?
No, he would never.
He would not do that to me. We shook on it, bitch. And go to episode 15, red bar. I'm like, my heart is racing at this point. I'm like, so maybe he stopped here and he wants to watch the actual finale with me.
Yeah, maybe.
And then.
Sure. Yeah, at that point, sure.
I scroll down. This bitch watched the finale. I'm raging. My blood pressure is to the roof. I am boiling pissed. He knew how much this meant to me. And so I go to my phone and I text him. And I said,
Richard?
Just Richard, period.
Send with Send. Fireworks.
Yeah, seriously, Richard. Little Richard. I said, you watched the episodes without me with a heartbreak emoji. And then do you know what this man said? Ugh, I'm so mad
I
just
actually
talking
don't
about
know.
It. I'm so mad just talking about it, dude. I saw that he was typing. Immediately he starts typing. He sends no question mark.
Oh, we've got a liar on our hands now.
I'm like,
dad?
Literally, are you my dad? Are you even my dad?
Do I know you?
Who is this person? And like, how could you do this to me and lie about it? And then I was reading that for like a minute. And then I saw he started typing again. And I'm like, okay, he's freaking out. And he sends me another text and it says, I just rewatched episode 13, which is where we were going to leave off, right? And then I said, don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. I said, I know that you watched the last ones. And then he said, what are you talking about? And I said, I went to your Netflix profile and I saw that you watched all of them. Do not lie to me. And then, okay, you know how like you can see them typing? So he was typing and then he would stop. And then he would start and then he would stop. And then it just kept.
So fucking guilty.
It just kept like going back and forth. And I was like, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What is he going to say? Because he knows that he just got caught. And then he responded and he said.
Oh no.
He was like, ah, in caps lock. He's like, I couldn't help myself. And I said, wow, with like a heartbreak emoji. And then he sends me another message and he's like, addiction is a terrible thing. I couldn't stop. And all I said was, whatever.
Whatever.
And he just read my message and didn't respond. And I was like, wow. And so then that was the last time that I talked to my dad before I saw him when I came the other day. So we had tension. We had tension. And I was still a good daughter and I didn't watch the finale. I watched the 14th and 15th episode, but I didn't watch the finale because I wanted to share that moment with him. So
yeah, that energy was not reciprocated.
No, it wasn't. And so I get to the door. And I give my dad a hug, but there's like beef, you know, there's like tension.
Yeah. Hey, dad.
If that's even your real name. So then I like give him a hug and then we're like talking in the kitchen. My mom was there and my sister was there. And then once my mom and my sister walked away, it was just me and my dad in the kitchen. And I sit down next to him and I'm like, let's just squash this right now. Let's just squash
God.
It. And he was like,
wait, are you kidding? Or, like,
no, it's like, I was like, let's just squash it because this show is like the best show of all time. And it meant a lot to me and my dad. And this was going to be our moment to finish it together. And the fact
that. But I can't tell if you're like joking, being like, let's squash this, like, ahaha, or like,
it was
dad, like, we need to talk.
It was half and half. I did want to like know why he did that to me.
Got it.
So I was like, and then right when I said that, he was like, Sarah, I am so sorry. I was going back and forth in my head the entire time I was watching that next episode. Like, I just felt really guilty the entire time. But Sarah, I'm so bored, okay? Aww. He's like, I'm so bored. I have, like, nothing to do when I get home from work. And he was like, this show is the only thing that's, like, giving me something. And I'm like, okay, it's all right. We can still watch it together. And he was like, I still want to, like, watch it with you. He was like, I'll watch that finale, like, 100 times if I have to. It's, like, the best thing ever. And I was like, okay. Then we hugged it out. And then we watched it. And it was crazy.
Aww.
And it was great. So that made up for it. But that was just, God. So annoying. But just I understand.
Fighting with your dad over Breaking Bad. Like, that's fucking hysterical. I'm, like, taking it so seriously, too. Like, I love that.
It's, like, the only time me and my dad have actually, like, had beef between us. Like, actual existing tension between us.
I think I mentioned this last time we talked about you and your dad watching Breaking Bad. But me and my dad watched Stranger Things together.
Mm-hmm.
And the last season came out in 2019 when I was in Hawaii. And we both were just like, okay, we're going to wait for me to get home from Hawaii to watch it. And then both of us just watched the whole season in one day. And when I got home, I was like, do you want to start it? Like, trying to pretend like I didn't just watch the whole thing. Like, the day it came out on the 4th of July. And he was like, I already saw it. And I was like, me too, Dad.
Okay, yeah.
What'd you think? Let's both of us could not be trusted.
Yeah, exactly. It's just,
oh, my God.
It's like, if I didn't catch my dad, he would have pretended like he didn't watch it and then have to, like, react to it with me. Like,
but
he
that's kind of wholesome, though.
Yeah.
Like, doing that for your daughter. But at the same time, he did break the fucking promise.
God
damn it, Dad.
So annoying. But, yeah. Anyway, I finished it, and now I don't know what to do with my goddamn self.
Oh, there's more shows.
I know,
right?
But
there's shows that exist other than that.
I know, but that one, it's just hard to top it. Like,
yeah. I mean, everyone says that, so I get it. I've heard it's amazing. I will watch it at some point, but
you have to commit to it. And it was so funny because my sister's friend came over that night and I was like, oh my God, Krista, I'm about to watch the Breaking Bad finale. Have you seen the show? And she was like, yeah, like 9 years ago. And
oh,
I was like,
same.
She's like, yeah, when I was a senior in high school. She's like 27. I'm like, okay. Well, sorry.
Like, okay.
I'm late.
Just found
to
out
the game.
About it.
Yeah, literally. I just now gave it a chance and it's changing my life. And I like think I'm so like cool and hip for like watching it now, but every single person I tell says the same thing. Yeah, I watched it 7-8 years ago. Welcome. Finally.
Yeah.
I'm like buying merch and shit.
Be me. Yeah. Oh God. Oh my God. Everyone's gonna be like, why is she wearing like the most outdated merch in the whole fucking world? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm so passionate. Like, all I've been doing is watching interviews of the cast. Like, I can't let it go. It's
pretty
bad.
Dude, this is like if you started watching Twilight right now and then just started getting a ton of Twilight posters and merch and everyone's like, bro, that came out so long ago.
Dude, I was literally considering getting a Breaking Bad poster, but then I was like, that's pushing it.
Crossing the goddamn line.
Pushing it, dude. Oh my God. But yeah, so I've been on that emotional journey and then literally had like a mental breakdown that next day, but that's not really related and we don't have to touch into that. But
do you want to touch into it?
I mean, it's not, I mean, I can, it's not going to take too long, but
okay, you said you had good news too, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I just had, like, things to share, not, like...
I mean, go for it.
Okay. So, we were supposed to film that day. This was, like, what, not yesterday, but the day before?
Thursday, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, this isn't embarrassing to say because I'm trying to, like, end this stigma, but I started taking antidepressants, like, a week ago. Just to kind of, like, feel it out and see how it makes me feel. Because I struggle with depression, like, on and off. Mm-hmm. And I started taking it, and it's supposed to kick in, like, in a week or two or whatever. So I took it, the other day, just like every other day. And I think that around this time is when it starts to like activate and you feel it. And I took it, and me and my mom went to the DMV that day, and I was like, I'm not going to say the word manic, but I was very just like, I heightened. Felt heightened, but like kind of out of body almost. Like I could not control it. And yeah, but I felt fine. Like I felt good, but it was just very, it felt like I drank like 5 cold brews, and it was just very odd. And my mom kind of like noticed it, and she's like, okay. And then when I got home, I don't know why I did this, but I drank like a coffee thing. It didn't have a lot of caffeine. It was just like a coffee that my mom made. And so I drank some of it, and I felt so fucking weird and out of control. It was starting to freak me out, and I started to feel like I just like smoked weed or something, like the after effects of when I smoke weed, just kind of like out of body, kind of like depersonalization, if you know what that means. Yeah. It's kind of like where you're kind of like looking at yourself, and it's super fucking weird. And then my uncle came over that night, and I haven't seen my uncle in a while, and he came over because he's taking care of the dog while we go to Seattle. And when he came over, dude, I could not even look at him in the eyes because I was looking at him and I was starting to get tunnel vision. And I was like, oh my God, dude, I feel like I'm high. And I got really freaked out and panicky, and I almost like had an anxiety attack. And then I started to get really nauseous. And I was like, what? Why do I feel like I'm about to throw up? And then we were going to film the podcast. And I was like, I feel like I need to puke. It almost felt like I was coming up on Molly or something. Like it felt like that come up of Molly. And I was like,
that's so strange.
And so then I got really nauseous. I like tried to puke. I puked a little bit. And then after that, I was like chugging water. I still felt so nauseous and just weird. And then I FaceTimed you to do the podcast. And I just remember looking at my iPad and looking at you, and I was starting to get like tunnel vision again and like dizzy. And I was like, oh my God. And I could not figure out the audio settings either. And my brain was not
mess.
It was really fucking scary, dude. I had to like hang up with you, and I had to like sit there and breathe. And I'm like, this specific antidepressant that I'm taking is not for me. And I know that that's a thing. Like a lot of people have to try out different ones that make them feel good or just better. And this specific one is not working for me. And it really fucking freaked me out. And my mom came in the room and she was like, yeah, I was noticing you were acting kind of different at the DMV today, but I didn't want to say anything. And I literally just had to like cry to my sister, and I was like crying a bunch. It was really odd. It was like the weirdest sensation ever. I haven't felt that way since I did Molly at a festival on the come up, or
that's
like
so weird
smoking weed. Yeah, it was the weirdest fucking thing ever. So the next day, we woke up at 4 in the morning to drive to Seattle, and I didn't take the antidepressants that day, and I felt normal and like in my body and like in control. Like I just didn't feel in control. And I was like pacing around my house that night, and I was like dizzy, and I was chugging water, and I was like, why can't I like feel grounded right now? I was like above myself. It was very odd. And oh my God, it was just so fucking weird. But I feel a lot better now. I need to talk to my doctor. I called my doctor that next day, and I was like, hey, girly, I don't know what that was. And she was like, yeah, we'll figure it out when you get back. So
can I ask which one it was? If you don't have to put this in the actual podcast. I'm just like curious.
Yeah, it was Lexapro. And maybe
I tried that.
Yeah, maybe we can put that in because I want to know other people's experience with it too. What was yours like?
Well, so I've tried Prozac, Lexapro, and there was one other. I don't really remember what it was called, but it was like kind of – it's a really, really tiny ball like pill, and it was for like migraines because I have chronic migraines. And then it was for that. And then also it can help with depression. I don't remember what that one's called, but I've tried all of those. Prozac just did not work for me. I felt like a zombie. I mean, it was really nice though, because I like have pretty bad anxiety and like I cry a lot. Like I cry at the drop of a hat. And it was just, it was really, really bad when I was getting out of high school, because like that environment was always stressing me out. And I was just always crying. So I needed something to like take the edge off. I tried Prozac, but then it got to the point where I had like no emotions, because when I was on Prozac, I moved to Hawaii. And when you move away from your parents to a place that you've never been to before for the first time ever, you should probably have some emotions. I didn't cry or anything. I didn't cry the entire time I was there. And then obviously we know what ended up happening in Hawaii. And I ended up getting off Prozac right as that was ending. And then I felt all the emotions and dealt with everything the summer.
Like after.
So that was fucking crazy, because I just had none while none of it was happening. And I should have mentioned that during that episode, but I honestly kind of forgot about the fact that I was literally on an antidepressant that whole time and kind of was like numb. So forgot to mention that.
Okay. Do you think it was do you think that if you weren't on the Prozac, you would actually be feeling those in like while it was happening? Because that was a very traumatic time. And a lot of people, when they experience trauma, they like freeze and then they try to suppress everything in general. Yeah. But like, I don't know how you deal with that.
No, I definitely think I would have cried like a lot there and definitely been more like, what the fuck if I wasn't like on Prozac?
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I don't know. Very strange. And then I tried Lexapro and I didn't notice anything on it. And then I was like, why the fuck am I taking this? Because I took it for so long. Because I feel like I remember being told that it takes a long time to kick in. Mm-hmm. Not as long as Prozac, but I don't remember being told that it took a week. But I just started taking it and it just didn't do what I wanted it to do for me. And then that's when I got into the journey with figuring out I had ADHD, and then I think I was treating the wrong thing. So I need to find a balance. I mean, I could go back on antidepressants. It would probably be helpful. But like, I just, finding the medicine that works for you is a nightmare. Mm, it just really is.
Finding that combination it takes a really long time. And I know for a lot of people that a lot of antidepressants actually helps them, and they don't feel like a zombie. They actually feel normal. And that's fucking amazing if that works for you.
So jealous.
And my doctor said that it would take 2 weeks for it to kick in, but it was only a week. And I just know that that was what it was when I was feeling, you know.
Yeah.
Just super weird. Because I felt a little bit of that the day before, but it wasn't like super weird. But then that day it was kind of just more, I don't know. Maybe I'll try
crazy, it dude.
Again when I get back to LA, just because I was around my family and I didn't want to like go through that around them. It was kind of uncomfortable. Yeah. My uncle was over and I couldn't even talk to him. So I don't know. Maybe I'll just talk to my doctor and see if I should give it another shot or like.
Yeah. Or maybe like a different dose of it, because that could always be an issue too. But yeah, weird. I'm interested to hear what other people have to say about that. Like truly, let's open up a whole comment section conversation about this right now, because.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this is a good thing to talk about.
Yeah. And I knew that I struggled with depression for a really long time, but I thought that I could, you know, find other ways to manage it. And I have, but I think that like taking antidepressants for a little bit right now will help me kind of get on track and just kind of, you know.
No, I'm so proud of you for this. I honestly thought that you were taking them this whole time for some reason. My camera just cut in the middle of us talking, but I was saying, no, I'm really proud of you for like starting that now, because I thought that you were already taking them for some reason, but I guess you weren't. But yeah, literally bravo to you for starting the journey of figuring it all out. Like you got this and you will figure it out. And I'm very proud of you. I'm excited
thank
for you, too.
And, like, thank you. I really appreciate that. And also, like, that doesn't mean that you're weak or you can't, you know, handle anything. It's – if it works for you, it works for you. And if it helps you, just get up out of bed and want to wake up. And you know my issues when I get in depressive episodes.
That's why I'm so proud of you right now. Yeah.
Thanks.
Baby.
So we're on that journey. If you guys have any, we're also not fucking doctors, so don't take everything that we're saying. You know, I'm just figuring out my journey. And if you
These
guys
are
have
just
any
our experiences.
Yeah. So do what works for you. So that's going to be cool once I figure out my, oh my God, do you hear that?
I heard something. What the fuck was, what was that?
My sister's new apartment. So she's on the third floor and then there's a fourth floor above her. And it's so like, you can hear every footstep. Do you hear it?
Oh no.
But it's fine. It's cool.
Oh God.
But yeah, that's kind of like my update so far, other than I hung out with Katie again and went to her house and I'm realizing that
I can't wait for this.
I am so awkward around babies. I am painfully socially awkward around babies, not kids. Kids are fine. Like when they can talk and when they have personalities, I can vibe with it. But yeah. Babies, dude, since they don't talk and they just make noises and they just stare at you, it makes me so not uncomfortable, like they're so intimidating.
Because you can't communicate with them.
Because I don't know what they're thinking and they just stare at you. And it feels like they're like reading you to filth. Like they can like read your energy. They like could read your mind almost like they know.
And things I feel that like, you don't.
Yeah, I feel like I have to like be on my best behavior or like prove to them something. Like I have to like prove to baby Jordan that I'm cool.
To a fucking child that like doesn't even know how to like perceive people yet, really. You're like, I'm most intimidated by this child compared to anything else in life.
Well, because like
what the fuck?
When I first met him and I held him for the first time, he was screaming and crying, and that freaked me out. And I'm like, oh my God. Do. But he wasn't doing that to like anyone else. And I was like, oh my God, is my energy just super intense? So I was like, and my dog fucking threw up around me. So I'm like, maybe I'm just a very intense energy around like babies and animals. So, and they're very sensitive. So I have to like figure out this balance. And so I was nervous to hang out with Jordan again because I don't want him to cry and like freak out around me. So I was trying really hard to like make him laugh. And when I first was hanging out with him, he was kind of like giving me like the cold eyes.
My God.
He wasn't crying, but he was kind of like just giving me this cold energy. And I'm like, okay, Sarah, you know, don't take it personally, you know.
he's going to be okay.
He's going to like you. And then Katie like set him down and I was in the kitchen and I had his favorite toy, which is the broom. And I like had the little broom and then I started doing this crazy little dance and I was brooming. I was like, hey, Jordan. And I was like clacking my heels together. I was like, hey, Jordan. And I was doing like these wacky dances and I was like, I'm the crazy Aunt Sarah. I'm the crazy Aunt Sarah. And then he was just kind of like,
oh God.
And then he would like hide behind the counter and then I would like hide and then I would pop out and I'd be like, I'm the crazy Aunt Sarah. And he's like, and then like in my head, every single time I made Jordan giggle, it felt like I unlocked a new level. You know?
Oh, thank God. I'm glad he didn't cry. I was like, if he started crying during that, you just need to never see him again until he's at least like four.
Just never speaking or showing my face to this child.
Avoid him.
But yeah, I was like unlocking new levels all night. I felt like I was in a video game and like the end goal was to like have Jordan, you know, reach for me and like want me. And then I kept doing little things all night to make him laugh. And then at the very end of the night, before Katie put him to sleep, we were sitting on the couch. We were watching music videos. And Jordan comes up to me. And I was looking through like a photo album that she had of her pregnancy. And he comes up to me. And he goes, let me up. To me. He didn't say let me up. But he was like. And I was like. And I look at Katie and she was like,
and I was like, pick him up, pick him up.
So I pick him up and she was like, oh my God. And I'm like, be cool, be cool, be cool. He's on your lap. Like he's sitting on my lap and he wanted it. And so I was like flipping through. I was like flipping through the photo album. And he's like looking at all the pages. And then he grabs the book. And I'm like, yeah. And then he just throws it across the room. Oh. And then he gets off me. And I'm like.
He blew it. He fucking blew it.
At least that was something, you know? And Katie was like, no, Sarah, that was good. She was like, that was good. That was good.
That's what
like,
we want. We want him to throw things that you're using across the room. Great sign. Keep it up.
And she was like, at least he like reached for you. I was like, yes. So I'm really satisfied with that.
We're making progress. Are you not going to see him again before you leave? Are we done with baby Jordan right now?
No, actually, while I was there, her mom came and visited for a second because she wanted to see me. And her mom's like my second mom. And she was talking about how they were going to Florida. They were going to Universal at the end of July. Mm-hmm. And she said the dates that they were going. And the dates that they were going is the anniversary of, like, me breaking up with Will. And, oh. like, one of the days that they're going to Florida is, like, the day. And then I was like,
distract yourself.
Distraction? But yes. I don't want to, like, invite myself. You know?
Did you, though? Did they invite you?
So I was like, oh, that's going to be so much fun. And then the mom, and then Katie was like, wait, Sarah, do you want to go? We have like another, she was like, we have an extra bed. And then the mom was like, Sarah, your family, please come, please come. That would mean so much because it's for Katie's little cousin's high school graduation present. And I like grew up with these kids and they would want me to go, I guess. And so I was like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't want to impose. And they're like, shut up, your family. Let's book you a ticket right now. And then I was like, that would kind of be perfect because that's going to be the day that I, you know, I'm going to be pretty emotional. And then they're like, okay, well, that's the universe saying that you're coming.
Aww.
So I was like, okay. So Hell baby yeah. Jordan's going to be on that trip too. So that will be the ultimate test. If I gain
if you can do
his trust.
An amusement park together. That's how you really know if you can be friends with someone or not.
Be friends with a baby? That's all I... Oh my God, that's all I want.
You need to get matching like Minion shirts there.
Yes! And we can get those little... It's not Disneyland. I was going to say those like Mickey Mouse little hats. But
I mean, fuck it. You can find those somewhere too. Are you going to go to Disney or no?
I don't think so. I think it's just or Universal Studios.
Gotcha.
Wait, where is Avatar Land?
In the Animal Kingdom.
It's at Disney World.
Disney Animal Kingdom, yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah, you've still never been there. Bro.
Fuck.
Oh, we have to go. Like, I'm trying to remember. Oh, I went on one ride there, but I couldn't get on the main one with, like, the big animatronic. I wanted to see that so badly in person. Oh, my God.
I want to do that so bad. Should I just, like, sneak away from the resort and just go by myself for,
yes.
like, an hour and then come back? I'll be like, I have a podcast that I have to film, so.
Goes to Avatar.
Just by myself. Oh, my God, dude. Well, because, like, Katie's going to have Jordan that she has to take care of. I guess I could ask if one of the cousins would want to go for, like, a day.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God. I just
fun.
Yeah. And we could just go for, like, an hour. I just want to go on that little peaceful boat ride in Avatar World or in Pandora and then go on that one ride where you're, like, sitting on that thing and it's like VR and it feels like you're flying the dragon.
Oh yeah, no, that's the one that I did. That was fucking insane. I would literally do anything to go on that right now. Like, it's so cool.
And it feels like you're literally on the dragon, right?
Yeah. It's so like unexplainable because it just really feels like you are there.
And doesn't the dragon, you can like feel it breathing and stuff?
I don't really remember that part, honestly. This was like 2.5 years ago.
Oh, I just remember I watched reviews of it and like this one girl was like,
I feel that. I do that all the time. The POV like videos on YouTube.
Dude, literally. Yep. And then this girl, it was like an after interview and she's like, that was crazy. I could like feel it breathing. There was like a fan or something. So it felt like They were really flying. Oh my God, dude. Maybe I'll have to sneak away and do that for like a few hours because I'll be in Orlando. I highly suggest that. Yeah. I have to make that happen.
You'd have to go really early in the morning though. Oh. Like the second it opens, if you even want to consider like getting past that line. I mean, that's the newest like attraction there. The lines are like 2 hours long. So you'd have to get up. Yeah.
Oh shit. And there's no like flash pass.
Like, I don't know.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I don't know, man.
Fuck, dude. We should just plan a trip, like a weekend trip.
Let's literally do it.
And just go.
I'm so down. Want to go, like, soon?
Yeah.
I want to go so bad.
Right when I get back from Florida, we just go. Or I could just stay there. And then
Oh, my God. Dude, that would be fucking iconic. We need to. We need to go do, like, fun things, like, this summer now.
Well, you did. Great transition.
Oh, wow. Sarah. Wow, look at that one. I really love that. Thank you.
That was smooth. So you that went was sexy. To... Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
You went to the UK.
Yes.
How was that?
I just got back from London. It was a very crazy experience. Like, that's probably going to be one of the craziest trips I'll have ever done just because it's so... Like, you can't... go to the UK right now. Like, I had a letter of invitation to go there, and it's like a whole ass process. So I don't know. I was really grateful that I got to go. It was really cool. But yeah, half the trip was spent inside quarantining. Mm-hmm. So that was really intense. And I didn't have a problem with that at all. I was honestly kind of fucking excited because I had a lot of videos to do. Mm. So I was like, I'm so down to just like sit somewhere and just have like not feel pressured to go anywhere or to hang out with people now that everyone is, like, out and about doing things right now. I was, like, I'm so fucking excited to just, like, sit in a nice Airbnb or something and just hang out for a few days.
It's work time, baby.
It was kind of fucking terrible. It was everything that I didn't expect it to be. Like, yeah.
Oh, no.
It was kind of the longest 5-6 days of my life. So, basically, the quarantine out there is not a fucking joke in the slightest. So basically, when you go to the UK right now, you like sign your life away. You give up all your information. You like agree to all these crazy things. And basically, you're only when you get there from the US, you have to stay in one of like 20 hotels that the government has contracted for traveling, like people traveling for work to go there. And all the hotels and everything are like set up in a special way. So they have these sirens all around the room that you're staying in or the complex or something. And they have all your information. Like you have to sign all these fucking things before checking in.
Sirens.
And for 6 days straight, dude, from the hours of 7:30 in the morning until 6 at night, people would call us. People would sound off the sirens if we didn't answer the phone. Because basically they would have to check that you're still there. And they would check physically. They would check through the siren. They would check through the phone. They would call. I was with Addison and her mom. And sometimes they would call like Addison's mom at 8 a.m. and be like, give the phone to Caitlin. Have her read us her passport number and prove that like you're in the apartment. Oh, or they'd call Addison and be like, give the phone to your mom. And it was just like this big fucking like crazy ass thing for 6 days straight. So like I barely was getting any sleep in general because of the time change, but we were constantly being woken up by either phone calls, people banging in the door, there were officers that broke into the apartment. Like my vlog is like so crazy. I'm so excited to edit it because it was scary. I was barely getting any sleep in the beginning, but then I ended up not getting any sleep while I was there because I had constant anxiety because people would like break into the apartment and be like, show us your fucking passports. Dude, I'm not kidding. It was so, like, traumatizing. Like, I already have a fear of people just, like, breaking into my home. And it just kept happening there. And the officers would just show up and be like, are you still here? Like, show us your passports. Like, come just, like, fill out these papers and everything. Like, I really don't know how to explain it. But it was chaotic. It was so chaotic. And there was this one morning. It was the second morning. We already dealt with 5 calls the day before. And it was the second morning. We were finally sleeping, like, through the night. And we all woke up at 8 a.m. to the siren that we didn't know was a siren yet. We just thought it was like a fire, you know, a smoke detector.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And ended up finding out that no one else in like the UK has these in their houses. Like this is just specifically in like the quarantine units, and they sounded off the siren and it was the loudest thing in the entire world. I flew up out of bed. I like jumped over Addison's bed. I was so panicked. I started crying. I grabbed her phone thinking it was mine and started like running up the stairs to run out the door. Cause I was like, is someone trying to get into the house or something? Like what's going on?
Yeah, or is there like a fire or something?
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And turns out they sounded off that alarm because we were all sleeping, obviously, at 8 in the morning, and none of us were answering our phones to prove that we were still there. And like I was uncontrollably shaking and crying for like 2 hours after that because I have never heard anything like that in my entire life. And I have like pretty bad PTSD, diagnosed, went to therapy for it and everything. And that just like sent me into another fucking dimension. Damn. And I never recovered from it the whole time. And there were days after the quarantine was done where Addison and her mom would have to go to what Addison was like there for. And I would literally just be like shaking in the apartment by myself being like, I can't even relax because I would just like look at the siren and be like, it's going to go off any second. And like, I'm just going to freak out. It was so crazy. And I immediately after the siren went off, we were like Googling it being like, what are these sirens and everything? Because we were like, it has to be the government trying to get us to wake up because we all had missed calls. But I was like, let's make sure. And
they didn't tell you.
Yeah, no, we got no prep on anything that they were going to do. So it was just like out of the fucking blue for everything. I just have like my anxiety was just so bad, bro. And I asked some of my friends out there, like, do you know what the siren is? And they were like, we've never seen that in our life. And I was like, oh, my God. So it was fucking intense. Like, we were not even thinking about breaking the quarantine anyways. But it's like they went out of their way morning to night to make sure that you hadn't left. Like, there's cameras outside of the apartment, too. Oh, yeah, they are. But it's like there's cameras outside of the apartment, too. You think that'd be enough? Like, they could see if we would leave, which we fucking didn't. But they would just show up 24-7. There was always – the doorbell was always ringing. One of our phones was always ringing. The siren was going off, like –
So if you didn't answer the door or pick up the phone, they would break in?
There was one guy tried to break in, and it was horrifying. I actually have a video of it. I don't know if I'm going to post it because it's kind of intense. And it was like Addison's mom at the door and the guy like trying to get in. And she was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you don't need to like come in here right now. Like, we're at the door. Like,
that sounds fucking terrifying that they have to do those loud ass alarms and like barge into your room. But it's like, I appreciate how on top of it they are for the pandemic, but also, you know, they could not scare you guys like, to death.
Yeah. Like if they just came like once in the afternoon and was like, are y'all here? Or just even once a day. But I don't know. They were still calling even yesterday, 2 days after I had gotten back. And I was like, I'm home now. Like, I'm home.
Like, oh, while you're in LA?
Yes.
They just wanted to keep talking.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not even in the UK anymore. And they were like, okay, just making sure. I'm like, I'm in my fucking room. Like, I'm not there anymore. And I hung up the phone the other day when I got back here and I literally just started crying hysterically. I was like, that's something that I never want to experience again with, like, the anxiety that I have. It just, holy shit, man.
The guy's just I just miss you, Caitlin. I thought that we had something. You know, we talked like, every day. I came to your house every day. And I thought you were cute.
Y'all tormented the fuck out of me. Like, I was so stressed out. But I don't want to be, like, entirely negative about the whole thing. But, I mean, I was there for 10 days and 6 days out of it was that anxiety and stress and just dealing with that. All right, guys, it is time for a little commercial break because we want to talk about Noom.
Woo!
Have you ever had trouble sleeping, Sarah?
I indeed struggle with that a lot.
Well, my sleep schedule has not been great either, and the struggle to get a good night's sleep is real. Trust me, I complain about it on this podcast all the goddamn time, and so does Sarah.
Oh, yes.
I'd like to tell you about Noom. Noom is an educational tool to learn how to treat your body better and achieve your personal goals. As you guys know, my personal goal lately has been to get better sleep because my sleeping schedule has just not been the greatest. And I realized I needed to turn somewhere else to get the help that I needed to just figure out how to give myself a better and healthier sleep schedule because I deserve it. I deserve a good night's sleep.
We all do. Caitlin.
Yeah.
We all do. With Noom, you pick the lifestyle goals that are right for you, and Noom personalizes a program to help your aspirations become reality. Okay? Yes. Based in psychology, Noom helps you accomplish your personal health goals and stick with them long term. Personally, I've been feeling a lot more confident and comfortable in social situations and just interacting with the world in general because Noom gives me like breathing techniques and meditations too. There's so much stuff that Noom can do for you in terms of like anxiety and stuff like that. And the meditations have been really helping me a lot. And just, I do it every single day when I wake up, turn it on, just breathe a little bit, center myself. And it just helps me throughout the day. I just pull out my Noom app and just do some breathing exercises. So that rocks.
Yeah. And the best part about Noom too is it doesn't take up a lot of your time either. You're not committing to just a rigorous plan that's going to affect your schedule every day. It really only asks you for about 10 minutes each day, which I think everyone can handle. And I just think if you commit to the 10 minutes a day with Noom, you are going to just become a better person overall. So if you guys are ready to raise your energy levels, build better habits, and even sleep better, you can sign up for Noom today at noom.com/cheersbrother. That is noom.com/cheersbrother. Sarah, why don't you say it one more time for us as well?
I got you, girly. It is noom.com/cheersbrother.
We also want to thank Pros for sponsoring this episode as well. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. My hair has been a disaster lately. I just dyed it again. Part of it is red, but we're going to take care of that. But because I just dyed my hair, I just fried it again, and it's very unhealthy, and I need to bring it back to life. So I've been trying to figure out what I can do to revive my hair. And as we all know, when it comes to shampoo and conditioner, there is no one-size-fits-all. We all need products that are suited for our personal needs and don't leave us disappointed. Thanks to my personalized Pros shampoo and conditioner, my hair has actually been getting better and healthier again, thank God.
Pros knows there is more to you than just your hair type. Everyone's got different textures, different types. So Pros has given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how we both got started. Hey, mm-hmm. Caitlin, I have a question for you.
Go for it.
What type of questions on their hair quiz surprised you the most?
Well, with Pros, they don't have just like the normal questions like what type of hair do you have? How long is it? How often do you wash it? They also had questions about your eating habits, exercise, and just very personal questions like that to just genuinely figure out who the hell you are and what do you really need in every aspect of yourself for your hair.
With their algorithm and over 50 billion formula combinations, Pros determined a unique blend of ingredients to treat my exact concerns. So as you guys know, I bleached my hair during quarantine and I got baby sideburns going on, but she's growing. And so I just need to revive these dead pieces and bring them back to life. And so when I took the hair quiz, I asked for something that would revive my dead hair and help it grow and just make it more shiny and, you know, less chaotic. And I have noticed that my hair is getting longer, it's shinier, it's softer, and it doesn't look like hay. And it doesn't feel like hay. So, hey,
this girl's got good hair now.
Hey, what can I say? If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've ever had, they will take the products back, no questions asked, and that rhymed.
Guys, Pros is a healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. I mean, I'm seeing it every day. Take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/cheers. That's PROSE.com/cheers for your free in-depth hair quiz and 15% off.
Ooh,
shampoo and
Pros.
Conditioner that's going to change your hair, baby. That is Pros. We love you.
Because we're all Pros.
Now we are.
Now we're Pros with Pros. And also, this isn't an ad, but I do want to say I am doing a weekend retreat with my life coach, Joy Grayson. It's called Joychella. And basically, it's like a spiritual retreat for people that are artists who perform or who want to perform or who have like stage fright and stuff. And I'm going to be doing it too. It's all weekend long. It's over Zoom. It's not like in the Bahamas or some shit. It's like an actual
in the Bahamas. We wish.
I know. I wish. But it's over Zoom, and it's going to be so much fun. We're going to be doing a bunch of different exercises. We're going to be playing games. We're going to be doing performance workshops on you guys, so you guys get to like perform first, and then, you know, give you some advice, give you some help, tell you what you could be doing differently, and then you get to perform again. And then, Caitlin, I don't even think that I told you this yet.
Oh, shit.
There's some really crazy news. So basically, Joy knows a guy that knows a guy who knows Alex, who was in Harry's band, who produced Harry Styles' album, his first album.
What?
And he toured with Harry, and she, like, somehow got us on a phone call with him last week to ask.
What?
Yeah. To ask if he wanted to be a part of Joychella and maybe, like, talk a little bit during the event. And I was literally on the phone with him, and I was, like, shaking. I was freaking out, dude. And when we told him about what we were doing, he was so excited. And basically, he's just going to kind of get on with us during Joychella and talk about his experience touring with Harry and how he got there in general, like how he had enough confidence to even get to a place where he was making Harry Styles' album and touring with him, and like what all of the obstacles that came with that, and you know, how he got himself there. Yeah, it's really, really, really cool. But yeah. Fucking crazy. I am so excited that we get to talk to him and just like hear more about what he's doing. And if you guys want to join us, it's going to be this weekend. It's going to be June 5th and June 6th. And we can put the description below for tickets. We're almost sold out, so make sure that you hop on that. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be very life-changing. And I'm going to perform, actually, at the very end of the event. I'm performing 4 songs. And
wow.
It's going to be awesome. And, oh, my God, Caitlin, I have to tell you something. I can't. It's a surprise.
But, shit. Okay.
Yeah. And I think that Alex is going to be, like, watching the performances at the end. And I'm just like, I can't.
That's insane.
Yeah. So if you are out there and you're an artist or creative and you're just struggling with, you know, putting yourself out there and, you know, anxiety is like taking over your life and you don't know how to like stop caring about what other people think of you, and this sounds interesting, then get a ticket and join us. It's going to be awesome. So yeah. I'll post a video. Also, I'll link the video where I talk about it more in depth. It's on my YouTube channel, but I'll link that in the description too. So if you want more info about it, click that link and then, yeah. But yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's going to be
so
exciting. Awesome.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm nervous because, you know, this is like crazy for me too, but the workshop is literally about exactly what I'm doing. So it's like, I'm going to be doing all of the exercises too. And then at the very end, I get to perform. So I have to like use all of what I'm learning too. So I'm like right there with everyone.
With everyone. Yeah.
So yeah.
No, that's amazing.
It's going to be fucking crazy. But yeah. All right. Let's get back into the episode.
The three days that I did get to go out.
Yeah. What? You were having a blast.
I was having the fucking time of my life. I mean, it definitely, it was so worth it. I mean, it really was, even though, like, I still, like, kind of am not sleeping right now because I'm still so stressed out from all that. But it's fucking fine.
I'm so glad that the next days were incredible so that entire experience wasn't, you know, for nothing.
Yeah, just for nothing at all. Oh, no. So I have, like, all these girly, like, UK YouTuber friends that I had never met before, and all of them were in, like, a 20-minute radius of me, so we were all trying to figure out when, like, I could meet up, because we didn't, like, know, honestly, when we were getting out of the quarantine. Like, we just had no information, so I kept being like, oh, I think I get out this day, or this day, or this day. So when it finally got to the point where I was like, I'm free, because we had to take 6 COVID tests while we were there. Like, people would show up and do a COVID test, too. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, 6 COVID tests while we were there. And just when I was finally free, I was like, let's just fucking go out. And the first night that I went out, I didn't get to till like really late at night, but I met everyone for like the first time at this place called Wetherspoons. I guess that's a very popular UK drinking spot.
What a name. Wetherspoon.
Yeah. Wetherspoon. Wetherspoon. Like, so
love,
I
love
it. So I met them all there. We all drank there for like an hour until it closed. And then we went back to this girl, Flossie. She's a YouTuber out there. Flossie. Went back to her apartment. She's so fucking cute. I love her so much. And
wait, was it crazy meeting them for the first time? Or was it like y'all met and you all know each other already?
It was really chaotic. Like, they all came in through the door the first time because I was sitting in the restaurant by myself waiting for them because they were like somewhere else drinking and they were meeting me at Wetherspoons. And I was just sitting there like on the phone with my friend because I had to wait like 20 minutes for them because there was traffic. And I was just sitting there like, I'm about to meet all these people that I know from online and they all like are going to have like cool British accents and be like so like pretty and funny. And I'm just sitting here like, let's fucking do this. Like, I was so excited.
You're pretty and funny.
Thanks. But I don't know. I was just so excited. It was just such good energy when they walked in. And I was like, whoa, y'all are real. Like, yeah. You guys like, do this shit too, but over so far from LA.
Right.
Like, I don't know. It was so fucking crazy. And I ended up finding out that all of them went to my LA, like my, not Halloween, my VidCon house parties 2 years ago. All of them were at the house that I was staying at for like an Airbnb.
No shit.
Yeah. And they were all showing me videos and I was like, holy shit. Like,
wait, so
that's
they
crazy.
They went to your parties or they were at your or at the house that you stayed
they
at?
They were at like my house because I was staying with like a ton of people for VidCon at an Airbnb and like we had parties every single night and I guess they went there like every night but we didn't know each other then.
Oh, so you guys probably like met when y'all were blacked out and just don't remember. Okay, got it. That's so cute.
I know. So that was crazy. And then the next day, I don't even fucking remember what that day really consisted of. Oh, I got up like really late. My sleeping schedule was so bad there because we never got to adjust to the time zone because we were never outside and we were never socializing with people. So we just stayed on the US time zone like the whole time. But then the last night, Addison like did not get to go out and see London at all. I felt so bad. So she finally had the last night, like the last few hours to go out. And we went to this place called Bali Ballerson, which I guess is just a huge, like, club out there.
Bali Ballerson.
Dude, so funny. Because everyone was telling me, you have to go to Bali Ballerson. You have to, you have to, you have to.
What does that even mean?
Dude, it's a ball pit club. So, like, you have all these tables and shit. And then there's all these different rooms with ball pits.
What?
Yes.
Bali Ballerson?
Dude, Bali Ballerson is the fucking spot.
And it's a club?
Yeah.
What the hell? That sounds like a dream.
They have the most creative clubs out there, too. Like, I was supposed to go to one that was, I think they had a dungeon nightclub. I think London has, like, a
sex
huge
dungeon?
History with dungeons, I guess. Like, I wish a sex dungeon. That'd be fun. So they had a dungeon club. I didn't get to go there. But then they also had
what
all these,
what do you
mean,
like, a dungeon club? Is there, like, dragons and shit?
No. It's, like, kind of, like, jail-themed. Like, I don't really know. I, like, did not go. But I just know that
sounds like a hoot and a half. Go
dude,
to
I know.
A jail-themed. Yeah, okay.
Right?
Sounds terrifying.
I wish.
But like, unless so there's a fun. Dragon.
I'm never going to know. Well, maybe one day I'll go back and figure out if there's a dragon there. But
if
then
the
there's
seats,
all these, like,
if the seats were just the dragons from the Universal Pandora game, you got to sit on a dragon.
Oh,
and you can, like,
God.
Feel it breathing while you're sitting there. That would be
bro,
sick.
Bro, I wish. That'd I fucking sick. Wish. That'd be sick. But then there's all these other clubs that are golfing clubs, like mini golf clubs.
Oh,
they've got some cool ass spots out there.
That's cute. What do you mean? So it's like
know.
A club, but you can mini golf.
Yeah.
What do you, so like each table has a little
No, like there are some tables, but then most of it is a mini golf course. And there's all these different like themed mini golf places inside of it. Like you can do like a tropical themed mini golf or race car themed or jungle or like ocean. Like, I don't know. It's just they've got cool shit going on in London for the nightlife.
Did you go?
No, I only had one night out at a club and it was Bally Ballerson. I had to go there.
Totally.
But it was worth every second. And I went with all the girls that I was with too. And it was just really fun because they got to meet Addison that night too, because she had been busy the past days before that. So it was just a strange mix of people. I was like, what is this? What is going on? Why are we in London right now? Why are we with all the British YouTubers? Why are we at a ball pit club? Like, what's going on?
Were the vibes good?
Oh, we had the best fucking time ever. It was good. Great. And then
that's amazing.
The next morning,
wait one second. Were you allowed to like be in the ball pit and like with your drink and like, you know?
No, you had to leave the drink out. You could drink and then go in there.
Okay.
I know.
Wait, that's so fun though. Getting fucked up and then going into a ball pit and just like swimming around.
I'm so excited to edit like that part of the vlog because it's just like, oh my God, like peace at last. I'm in a ball pit. Fuck yeah.
Since it was a nightclub, were the balls like glow in the dark or were there any like glow in the dark pits?
No. I think there was a glow in the dark pit. Actually, but I don't think I went to that. I went to two different pits, but totally. Yeah, I fucking blacked out that night and woke up the next morning right before my flight. I woke up on the couch on top of a bag of granola. I posted that on my story. I literally blacked out there. I had the best time ever. And then I guess I posted on Instagram drunk and I literally woke up the next morning and was like, all right, I posted a picture from the ball pit.
What does the caption say?
Hey, besties, what the fuck is up? Like what? Like
it's
what?
A very blacked out Caitlin thing to say.
Just
what
me
the fuck is up?
In the ball pit, flipping the mirror off. Like, and I'm confused as to why no one else is in the ball pit in this because I know that I was in there with everyone. And I'm like, how did I get a picture by myself in the ball pit? I know I was with all the girls during
you're just
this.
To
if,
like
was I the last
everyone.
One?
You're saying to everyone that was there, people that you were not even there with, just everybody get the fuck out of here. I'm an influencer. I have
I'm taking
to take
a picture.
Instagram picture. I have to post something for my feed. The people want to know.
I don't want to Photoshop you out. Just get out. Make my life easier.
Get the everyone has their kids are like, oh my God.
God.
Jesus
lady,
Christ.
Relax.
Kids are crying.
Everybody oh my
get
God.
The fuck out. And then you're just like.
I'm like. Hey, besties, what the fuck is up?
There's kids just scream crying in the background.
They're like, ma'am, can you please relax? I'm like, besties, the fuck is up.
I can oh my see God. You doing that.
I know.
They're like, all right, we're going to leave soon. Wait! I need an Instagram picture.
Everyone needs to know I'm in a ball pit.
Everybody needs to know that I'm having fun and that I'm in the UK and I'm living my best life. What is all of this for?
Fuck you guys. Oh my God.
I'm glad that you got that though. You got those pigs.
Me too. Oh, me too. Yeah, it definitely made it all worth it. And I'm glad I got to be with the girlies. We went shopping and everything too. So
love it.
Yeah.
That night.
Yeah. That day.
While you're
I was just like, what else did I do while I went there? I went to the London Eye. Yeah.
Wait.
I don't know.
The London Eye?
That's like the Ferris wheel that you can see every part of London.
You went
on
it?
Of. Yes. Let me show. I got the whole souvenir package, dude. Oh, God.
You I have to. You have to.
It was like $30.
The souvenir package.
Yeah, it was. I paid for my friend who lives in London, Kate, to go on it because I was like, I know you don't want to do this.
You paid her?
No, I paid for her ticket.
Oh, I thought you meant you paid her to go on it with you. I was like,
Kate,
damn.
Please hang out with me. No,
I'll give you $50 if you just hang out.
I mean,
out.
Her ticket was basically $50. But yeah, so I have this little souvenir booklet now. Let me just find the pictures of me and Kate on it. Oh my God.
It's like in a literal binder.
Yes. So let me show you on FaceTime first.
This is a green screen. This is the first picture.
That's not a green screen.
Yep, it's a green screen of us.
So. Y'all weren't even on top yet? Was that just in line?
Yes, this was literally in line. So we've got this.
Cute. And
the next picture was when we were at the top. But, like, this is just so ridiculous. Like, why was I in London? Why was I on the London Eye? Why was I with, like, all my British YouTuber friends? Like, it's just so...
Like, oh, my God!
I know. This was us in the little spear thing in the
Ferris
wheel.
How did they take that?
There's a camera at the end of it, so...
Oh, my God! That's so cute!
I feel like I'm doing show and tell right now, or I'm like a teacher in a classroom being like, okay, the right, cow jumped over the moon.
Yes! Giving a little presentation?
Yeah. And then...
Wait, how long was the entire Ferris wheel?
It was a half hour.
Oh, okay. That's not too long.
We were vibing. And then I got a key ring and a magnet with it too. So fuck it. It was worth it.
Oh my God. What day did you go on? Was that the last day?
That was the last day. Yeah. I was like, what do I feel like doing that's remotely close to my hotel? And it was that. So
fun. Yeah. Did you get to see, like, all the tourist attractions?
Not really. I really didn't. I just didn't get to do that much. It was really, I don't know.
You didn't go to the Harry Styles bakery?
Nope, I fucking wish, dude.
We need to go back and then, like, go to all of the iconic places that 1D, like, you know.
No.
Go to all their houses.
I think it opens up next month, so we should definitely plan a trip for like late summer or the fall, because I want to do London.
Yes.
I want to do a ton of other fun new places, but I definitely don't think that I have scratched my itch with London. There's so many fun things to do there, especially like all the ridiculous clubs.
Do you know what we have to do? We have to get on one of those those like red tourist bus things and recreate the One Thing music video.
We have to. Oh, I want to make like a trailer on that, low-key.
Wait, what?
I said I want to make a trailer on it. Oh. So, like, it can, like, do the automatic music video.
The one time we use Triller.
Yeah, it's to recreate a One Direction music video. Iconic.
I'm down. Dude, that's I want to do. I just want to be in one of those red, you know, what are they called? Double Dutch bus?
Double-decker?
Double-buses?
Wait. I don't know. Double stuffed.
Double stuffed bus.
Double stuffed.
Wait,
Oreo
double
bus?
Dutch is the fucking jump ropes. Double stuffed bus. Double whatever. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. But yeah, we definitely need to go there. But yeah, that was my London trip, basically. Chaotic.
Did you pull an all-nighter?
Yeah. Yes, at one point I was so desperate to just get on the time zone that I pulled an all-nighter one night and just, like, completely just posted every part of it on Instagram because I was like, y'all, I'm losing my fucking mind. Like, let's just make this funny. Let's make this entertaining. Like, let's make the most of this. And I tried to pull an all-nighter just to get on the time zone because this was the day before we could go out. And I was like, I need to be able to be a functioning human being in this time zone. And I made it 23 hours. And then I went to bed. And then I got up. I barely even slept that night. I went to bed at 7 p.m., which I really should not have done. But I was so tired. Like, who the fuck goes to bed at 7 p.m.? I should have known that I was going to fuck myself over by doing that. But I just could not stay awake anymore. And then I slept from 7 to 10:30, then 11 to 12:30, and then 12:30 to like, or 1 to 4. And then I didn't go back to bed. So I just waited for the sunrise and I got up and like started
my hunters.
That's
not bad. That's actually great. Were you really tired?
Yeah. But then I fell asleep. I fell asleep at 4 p.m. for 2 hours. Okay. So I got up in the morning, did some things, and then crashed. So,
hey, at least you like slept consistently kind of throughout that night.
Yeah.
How were you feeling like towards the end of you pulling all-nighter? Were you, like, at hallucination point?
Oh, yeah. I could not even function anymore. Because I edited for most of the day. And then it got to the point where I was like, I can't even look at my computer anymore, dude. Like, I am not all right.
Yeah, like, just looking at screens, it's just, like, it almost feels like it's in 3D. Like, it's, like, kind of...
It does.
Your perception is, like, off. Yeah. Like, your equilibrium is fucked.
I was so not okay. That's why I was like, y'all, I got to give up right now. I got to go to bed.
Proud of you. Now you know kind of what I go through from time to time.
All the time.
I know. It sucks. But you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah. And everyone was saying that's what you kind of need to do the first day. So I've learned my lesson. Just get the 24-hour stay up period over with the first day I go somewhere international. So yeah. Now I know. Learn the hard way.
You gotta
knock
it out. Did you sleep on the plane?
Yeah. Yes, I slept for I think 4 hours, but yeah, the plane ride was not that bad at all. There was no one on the plane. The plane there was only 88 people. Oh. And then the plane back, I think there was less than 30.
Oh.
So it was just completely empty. It was crazy because you're only allowed to go for work. And that's obviously not that many people. So I don't know. It was crazy being on a plane that
empty. And Addison went there for
work. I took a video.
And you just got to tag along. That's fucking crazy.
Which is so
that's
crazy.
Awesome. Did you happen to run into Mr. Beckham?
Damn, dude. It's so fucking funny. When I landed in London.
Can you tell that story really quick?
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up because I was actually meaning to say that and I can't believe I forgot to. Okay. 2 years ago, this is so
it's
fucking
so
ridiculous.
Funny.
There's a dating app called Raya and it's so ridiculous. It's basically for fucking influencers, I guess. It's so just ridiculous. I like to say that it's for creative people in the industry.
Yeah, it's pretty cringy.
So I was
you have
on
to like
it.
Get approved for it. It's so ridiculous.
It's the most cringy
it's
fucking
so like pretentious
shit ever.
It's like, ooh, you're on Raya. That means that you like. Oh, it's just so it makes me cringe.
I know.
But no,
I know.
But I get it though, because
I was on
like,
it.
Famous people feel like they can't, you know, date or like go on like regular dating apps.
It's not even that. I just want to date someone that like does the same things as me in a creative industry. So that like that's how I like to look at it. I know that other people look at it in a weirder way, but for me, it's just an easier way to just like find someone that does the same things as me. I don't know.
I
so
love
anyways,
that. Thank you for
matched with
giving
Brooklyn.
Me a different perspective.
Yes. Of course. Yeah, that's how I used it. So I matched with Brooklyn Beckham on it 2 years ago.
Brooklyn? Okay.
And, like, we
Brooklyn Beckham, if y'all don't know, is David Beckham, a.k.a. one of the best soccer players, is his son, who is your age.
And Victoria Beckham, too. Don't forget her.
She created the Karen haircut, but made it cool. You know, like the mom Karen.
Yes. How can
like,
I forget?
Long on the front and then short in the back, blonde. She created it.
I like to remember her as a Spice Girl, but I mean, the Karen haircut works too.
Both things are iconic, you know. Both things.
She did both. She
does
it all,
baby. So that's their son who is your age, right?
Gorgeous. Yes.
I'm like, you're
absolutely
gorgeous. Yeah, that too.
so fucking hot.
And he's 21.
I believe so. I mean,
he's a cutie pie, and I can say that he's 21.
Brooklyn Beckham.
Also, it's
me on Google. Oh, he's 22.
So, is he the youngest or is he the oldest?
He's got some brothers.
You say that like you have experience. Oh, he's got some brothers.
I just no, they're all younger. They're literally all teenagers. But like, I used to stalk his Instagram every fucking day, so I know that he's got some
cousins. Dude, wait! Someone said on our last episode that we should have called it "Cheers, Cousin" for that last episode.
Oh, I saw that.
Cheers, Cousin.
Cheers, Cousin.
I was giggling so hard.
So, fucking, we matched on there 2 years ago, and long story short, I was supposed to actually go on a date with him, and we were trying to literally plan it. I wish my messages were still there with him, but he's not on the app anymore, so they're all
gone. He's, like, engaged.
But he's literally engaged now, but we'll get to that, because I've got a funny relation to that. So, I told him when I was coming to London 2 years ago, and he was like, cool, got it. We'll do something when you're here. Like, message me when you're there. And I was like, okay, got it. We'll do. So I messaged him when I was there, and I was there with my friend Anna Seavey, whose brother is in Why Don't We? And we were going to their show in London 2 years that ago, night. And not I this saw time. 2 years ago. No. Long time ago. And I saw that I'm pretty sure this is why I invited him to the show, but I am almost positive that he followed one of them, or I think he followed someone in relation to them. So I was like, oh, he knows who they are. I'm honestly going to ask him if he wants to come to the show. So I asked them, I was like, y'all mind if I invite Brooklyn
And that's
Beckham?
A bold move on your part, because you want to hang out with him, but you're trying to find like that natural, comfortable way to like meet up with him since y'all met on Raya. And it's Brooklyn Beckham. Like, what the fuck? So that was really good. That was good, like, and bold.
Thanks. I really just like wanted to be like, hey, I'm kind of cool sometimes, even though like you're you and you're your family, whatever the fuck. Like, I don't know. I'm fun. So I invited him and he answered and said, I'm actually going to LA right now. And I was like, no fucking way. Cause that was not the plan. Cause I had told him when I was coming before. So that was not the plan. He was like, I'm going to LA. Like, I'll be back soon though. Like, how long are you here for? And I'm like, oh, I'm actually here for like 2 more days, but then I'm going to LA next week. And he was like, oh shit, cool. Let's plan something when you're there. And I was like, okay, I will message you when I get to LA. But I was so mad, dude. I was like,
wait, so you told him?
Because it took him
before that you were coming to LA at this time. And he was like, oh, cool.
London.
I mean, London. Yeah.
Yeah.
What if he was just like, oh shit, I'm so nervous. I'm going to like go to LA.
No. He had something, because I remember I stalked his stories after that too, because I was like, why is he going to LA right now? But he was there for something. Oh my God, there's a hummingbird outside my window.
So, dude, that's beautiful.
Awesome.
I feel like that's very rare.
Thank you.
Maybe that's a sign from the universe.
They're actually always
being like, we're doing great. But,
go off.
That's what
the
hummingbird, go off.
Anyways.
Slay.
y'all got this. No. Oh my God. We've been talking for so long. I'm going to wrap this up. So the new plan was, I will see him when I'm in LA. And I was really sad about that, because I was like, damn, like, I would have just loved to have taken on London fucking Beckham. So I get to LA and I message him. And normally he answers like pretty fast, and he didn't answer. And then I was kind of like, weird. So I shot my shot right after, because he didn't answer for a day. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to waste any time. And I sent him my number. And I was like, when he sees the messages, he'll just text me, because we were trying to plan something.
Did you just send the message, just your number? Or were you like, hey?
No, I said like, text me whenever you see this and we'll plan something. Okay. Because we were going to do something. So I was like, let's just make it easier. Clearly not on the app this often. And then... Okay. Bro, 2 days after him the number, he didn't answer anything. I look up his name on Google, because he's all over the tabloids in the UK. Like, Daily Mail is always talking about him. Like, he doesn't do anything out there without it being reported. So I was like, I wonder if they know why he's in LA or what he's doing. And he's on a fucking date with this, like, supermodel or some shit in LA. And it's all, like, Brooklyn's new girlfriend, like, somehow already had it confirmed. And the worst part was he started messaging me at the end of his, like, I think him and his previous girlfriend broke up, and then he got on Raya, and that was like not a long period of time between his old girlfriend messaging people on Raya and then his new girlfriend. So I was like, he already is like official with a new girl. What
he had no time to like process and heal from his last relationship.
Yeah, and his poor ex was all over on Instagram just being, like, so upset. And I was like,
Oh, that's hurtful.
So
that's some
what
like
I like to summarize
shit.
It now.
Come on, Brooklyn.
Yeah, it was a little bit sketch. And then he just never – I never heard from him, obviously.
Red flag.
And now he's engaged to that girl. So I like to say that – Brooklyn Beckham blew me off with a girl that he's now engaged with.
Brooklyn Beckham blew you off for his wife.
For his wife. Yeah. Like, like,
it would have been one thing if he blew you off for just like this random girl that he met up with when he was in LA, and like the tabloid, they kind of like blew it up out of just shock for the tabloids and stuff for a story. But the fact that he actually got engaged to that girl
that he blew me off for is so...
That could have been you.
Yeah, I was this close, guys. It was that fucking close.
Engaged. And being a part of the Beckham family, do you know how much that would mean to me?
I don't know.
As a soccer player.
What about me?
As someone who
loves
soccer. As someone who loves and appreciates the sport.
Oh, sorry. I just got a call that just got fucked up.
Are you even listening to me? I'm kidding.
I am now. I got a call. I had to make sure GarageBand did not get
As someone who... I'm kidding. No, but that would be fucking nuts if you just randomly got engaged to Brooklyn Beckham and then I could come over for family dinner and talk to Brooklyn Beckham about soccer.
I almost had everything set for me for the rest of my life.
You wouldn't have to worry about another damn thing.
No. No. But now I have to worry about everything.
Dude, what? Can you imagine if you were there, like, this last time, and then you just awkwardly ran into him and his wife at a club?
But the thing is, I don't think he would know who I am. Like, I definitely was just another bitch to him on the app. But it's like...
But y'all were talking...
Yeah, but he definitely does not remember who the fuck I am. Like, God only knows how many people he was messaging on that app. Like, I wasn't that significant to him, but he was, like, giving me attention and, like, trying to make plans to know each other in real life.
He was a little player and not a soccer player.
So upsetting. So upsetting.
Oh, my God. Wow. You know, I'm so sorry you had to go through
so
that.
It was interesting. I was just in, you know, London this week, just looking around at all the places I looked at last time, thinking that I was going to date Brooklyn Beckham. I was like, stupid bitch.
Oh, wasn't it like the last time you were there, you were just like, this is going to happen. I'm going to go on this date. I'm going to have my London boy fantasy. I'm going to live out that Taylor Swift song, London boy.
Oh,
I'm going to blast that shit.
Listening to that song there this time around, knowing that last time I just had it associated with him. I was like, the song sounds a little bit different.
Knowing that you could have written that song after that experience with Brooklyn Beckham. And also, so you were just going around London the last time, not this last time, but when you were planning on meeting up with Brooklyn and being like, he just needs to text me back, but I know it's going to happen. So you're like anticipating it.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yep. And then I finally just like, I remember I was in the middle of a Zara and I was with all my friends. I was like, because like my phone just said like, Ryan, message from Brooklyn Beckham.
Finally.
And I was like,
it's happening.
Oh my God. Like, this is it. This is it. And then it's just like, I'm not in LA. And I was
I'm
like,
not in London.
Or I'm not in London. I was like, huh.
Dude. And then that entire time you're like looking at all these couples in London being like, that could have been me.
That should be me. Holding your hand.
That should be me.
You're
reading
me
the tabloids on the street, seeing the pictures of him. And then,
that should be me. That should be me.
That should be me giving your gifts. That should be me. Oh my God, bro. How heartbreaking. Yeah. But like, I hope that he's happy. Actually, no. I hope that you have
hope
a terrible
for
marriage. I'm kidding. I hope for nothing but peace and happiness for them, but that should have been you.
That should have been me.
But maybe
it
sucks,
okay.
You know?
Yeah. But it was just very hilarious, like, getting off the plane in London, and I'm walking through the airport like, all right, back in London, and the first thing I just see is a giant billboard of David
Beckham. Way!
I'm like,
no way!
I literally texted my mom and was like, I hate my fucking life because she was rooting for us.
Your mom was
rooting
for
and I was
y'all.
Like, my mom told everyone under the sun that would listen when that was a thing. My mom was just like, let's fucking go. And she still talks about this about it to this day. She's like, Caitlin, you really disappointed me back then with that one. And I was like, Mom, it was out
She's
of my
like,
control.
Brooklyn Beckham could have been my son-in-law.
Yep. And I blew it. I didn't
that
blow it.
That is so funny.
I just wasn't a fucking supermodel.
Dude, while you were in London a few years ago, your mom's just at work telling all of her friends, like, my daughter's going on a date with David Beckham's son today. Like, she's in London. She's meeting up with the Beckhams. They're about to fall in love. We're about to be a part of the family. And then you're just over here just, like, reading the tabloids, just crying.
I'm like, oh, okay.
God damn.
Who am I kidding?
God damn it, dude. Well,
I know.
Whatever. You know, we're still young. Who knows what could happen? You know? If it's meant to be, it'll be.
You never know.
You know?
Oh, of course. I'll sit here and tap my toes.
Well, thank you for telling such an amazing story. I'm glad that you had a great time in London.
Thank you so much. Glad you're having a blast in Seattle. When do you come back?
Monday.
Love that.
Yes. And then also, okay, before we wrap it up, because we've been talking for so long, I want to say really quick, I am so fucking embarrassed.
Oh?
So I got to Oregon, and I go to Katie's house, right? Already talked about that. But she tells me, she was like, girl, I'm like, what? And she was like, your podcast. And I was like, what about it? And she was like, the podcast episode where you talked about Jordan's birthday party and like doing Molly, that episode is causing some hometown drama. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she was like,
so I got
it. She was like, yeah, dude, like, there is some shit going on. Apparently, Kevin's ex-girlfriend, someone, like, showed his ex-girlfriend the podcast and, like, got super upset and was, like, messaging Kevin asking if it was him. Or, I don't know, but... And then he denied it and said it wasn't him. But now I'm here on the podcast saying that. So wait.
Being like, it was Kevin. Oh, shit. Here we go
wait,
again.
Maybe I should. I don't want her to. Okay. The thing is I don't want this girl to hate me because nothing was going to happen. But also, yeah. Should I even
realistically,
say? Oh, my God. I'm
maybe?
So uncomfortable.
I don't know.
I'm so uncomfortable. But all I'm going to say is. It started some drama. Everyone was, like, talking about it. Everyone was trying to, like, figure out who it was. The ex-girlfriend is pissed at me and him. And, there's more to it, but I cannot get into it. Because I want to come back to my hometown and feel at peace. And when I came back, I was like, I'm home, baby. I feel so good.
Hey, guys. And then, like, everyone's like, hey.
Fuck you. And I'm like, I did not even do anything bad. Like, they were broken up. I was definitely talking about how I wanted to hook up with him. But that wasn't going to happen. So, and it didn't happen. So, no one should be mad at me.
So, yeah, you're innocent.
I'm fine.
So.
Whatever. But apparently people, like, some... girlies got mad. Like, and these girls I went to high school with, but they were older than me. So they're like a grade above me. And they're like, there's like a group of them that are not too happy with me right now. But it's kind of like
iconic. You're like, hey guys.
But like, I don't know. God, I want us to be like women empowered. I want us to like not have any beef between each other, you know? I don't want this, like, girl-on-girl shit. I don't even know them that well. Like, if you guys are watching this, nothing happened. And nothing's gonna happen. It was just a sweet little innocent drug fun time. A sweet, innocent drug fun time. Okay?
Drug fun time.
So whatever. Let me live.
Ugh.
Let me live my life.
That's fucking hysterical.
But yeah, so that's pretty embarrassing. I'm like very nervous to see those group of girls when I go out to a bar or a club during Thanksgiving.
Oh, if they really start something, then that's fucking weird. If nothing even fucking happens.
I'd really just be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Just gaslight them. What are you talking about? That never happened.
Wait.
I don't even know that
I
guy.
I don't even. Wait, sorry. Kevin?
Who's yeah, Katie? Who's,
Katie, are you like okay?
Wait, baby Jordan?
Katie doesn't have a who's kid. That? What are you talking about? She like doesn't even live here anymore.
Yeah, I'm not even Sarah. this is I'm Rachel. Not even
a YouTuber. I literally work at Starbucks down the street. The fuck? this is Rachel. I'm her sister. I just said that. yeah, I'll like let Sarah know, but I don't know who you are.
I don't know if she's gonna have anything to say because I mean, I yeah, am
like I don't even live here. I live in Seattle. That'd be so. That maybe I'll just do that as a joke and then be like, LOL.
Just kidding, it, Sarah.
LOL, but like fist bump me because whatever.
No need for this.
I don't. Yeah. I wasn't trying to like stir the hometown pot, you know? But whatever.
Oh, I would love to stir the hometown pot. I really would. Really? I'll be honest. Yeah, but I have like nothing to stir my hometown pot about. So that's so drastic.
Just make up some crazy rumors.
Ugh. I'm gonna fuck it for Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. I'll
just for no yeah, reason. About the people that used to bully you in high school.
I'm going to. Fuck it.
Whatever. Oh, as God, long as it's not like actually day. Harmful. Get them in jail.
I have to stop my camera super fast.
All right. Okay. Thank you guys so much for watching and for sticking with us while we are not here physically.
Yeah. Sorry about the late episodes. Yep. This will not happen again, but thank you for not shitting on our entire existences for this happening. We love you guys. You are the fucking best.
Thank you guys so much for watching. And you can watch Cheers Brother audio every Friday, but this time, like she said, it was a little different. And then video every Sunday, but you know. Next week, we'll be right back on schedule. And thank you for watching, guys. We love you.
We will see you then.
We still didn't do the psychedelics episode. We know that we promised you guys last time we would do the
psychedelic episode.
But a part of Caitlin's psychedelic story has to do with, you know, something that has been going on. And she wasn't ready to talk about it yet. But next week, we're going to talk about it.
Think I'm good to go then.
And we'll get into it. So we both have just been processing everything in Caitlin's life.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had some shit going on. And I was like, I don't know if I'm ready for this one. But I think I'm like 85% sure I'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
So
and that just has to do with the psychedelic trip. So we're just trying to find that right time to talk about it. So we're not going to promise you anything.
So we'll get there.
But it will come.
But we're explaining why it's been put off for so long and why we haven't been in a rush to really get into it. Because I had to take a second and do some things. Yeah.
But thank you guys for being patient.
All right, we'll see you next week.
We love you. Have a great week. Cheers, brother.